So celebrating 100 years of Dáil Éireann, it's great to have representatives from the Dáil down through the years. Hello. And indeed the Senate, Senator Norris.
Oh, it's wonderful, isn't it? It's like 1919 in here, and I didn't have to dress up at all.
Good evening, Leo. Great to be back. Boom, boom.
Ah, Enda, thanks for coming. You look windswept.
That'd be the wild Atlantic way.
How are you, lads?
Ryan.
Sorry I'm late there.
Ah, Mr. Cowan. Very good of you to come.
Well, obviously, free bar and a sing-song going forward. What's not to love, what?
How are you, lads?
How are you, Bertie?
I didn't think I'd be back in the Dáil this quick, what? The first Dáil, of course, convened here in the Mansion House, Mr.
Sure, I know. Sure. Didn't I live here in the 80s
when I was
the mayor? I remember that I had the Toshiba TV over the mantelpiece there.
Right.
Jesus, it's like a Band-Aid for Taoiseachs. I'll be mid-year.
I'll be Freddie Mercury. Boom, boom.
That was Live Aid, Enda.
All right.
Who are you going to be, Biffo?
I'll be Bananarama, lads. What are you having?
Bass tanks, Biffo.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take our seats. Let us convene the Centenary Dáil.
Excuse me, Sean Corla. Sinn Féin. Won the 1919 election in a landslide.
Mr. Adams, sit down. Mr.
Mary
Adams.
Mary Lou.
Cian Corla.
Should be addressing as Manaw Taoiseach or whatever it is in
Let
Irish.
Me in there, Cian Corla.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Mary Lou, sit down. Taoiseach.
Thank you, Cian Corla. I must say that this reminds me of that film, Michael Collins. So much history in this room. And I know that if the walls could speak, he would probably say something like,
Oh, what's going on?
What happened to the lights?
Sorry, turn on the lights. Turn on the lights.
Light.
And what would I say, Leo?
Sorry, who said that? Who's there? What's happening? Who said that?
You had the temerity to mention my name, you little pup.
Michael Collins?
The big fella to you. Tell me, now that I have you Schlieveens in one room, what has become of my country?
Oh my God, we've come a long way in 100 years, big fella.
Good. When we sat here in the Dáil in 1919, we said as Irish men and women, we would not rest until every citizen had a roof over his head and a hospital bed at his disposal.
Well, we're still working on that one. we have this thing called Brexit.
What's that? A chocolate bar?
No, big fella. It's a treaty that's going to be signed.
Never liked treaties. Not good for the health.
Of course. How could I forget?
Anybody else there, Leo?
Right. Is there anybody? Is there anybody else there with you, big fella?
Of course, Dev.
Dev, get up out of it. Talk to this man.
It's the De Valera.
Hello.
Hello.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, Dev.
Is that a Limerick name?
No, Mumbai.
Mumbai.
Dev, I'm the first gay Taoiseach.
Huh? Gay? Well, I suppose it can be managed as long as you keep it under wraps.
No, Deva, I'm openly gay.
Open? I knew it. We're going to hell in a handcart. Oh, please, just let me turn over here.
Dev, go back to bed. He's had enough. Anybody else?
Sorry, Mr. Collins. Pascal Donoghue here. Would Gareth Fitzgerald be knocking around by any chance? I love this statistics.
Gareth.
Well, yes, as Mr. Donoghue rightly points out, fiscal deficit is currently running at 79% of GDP, which shouldn't be confused with GNP, which of course is 83% over the fiscal term, which would be annualised over a marginal basis.
That is beautiful. Such wonderful statistics. I'm salivating here. Thank you.
I have to go. There's an ill wind blowing over the Mansion House. Take care of my country.
What's happening, big fellow? What's that noise? What's happening?
Bertie, you buffoon.
Jesus, boss, what's going on?
What have you done to my party, Bertie? Giving it to that lily-livered, spineless, milquetoast Martin.
Well, it's a long story, boss.
Shut up, you bobber boy.
Sorry.
Get that disgusting yellow suit out of the closet and get my party back, Bertie. You hear me?
I'm getting out of here, lads.